Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. Had a great chamber week just passed. We thank all of our attendees. Of course, want to thank our host venues and our sponsors as well. Had a wonderful mixer in beautiful Tilson, New York at the Postage Inn. Jim and Mary Jerkowski have a wonderful business, been there for a long time. It was great to bring our members there. Many of them had never been in the building before, nor as a result have they had a chance to sample his wonderful food. He's a graduate of the CIA, and the food was out of this world. So thanks again to the Jerkowskis at the Postage Inn for our mixer. It was sponsored by Marshall and Sterling. And I want to thank Tom Strazzeri and all the great folks at the Diamond Mills Hotel and Tavern. We had a wonderful breakfast meeting this past Wednesday with the topic being the Williams Lake Project in Rosendale. Very, very exciting. It is the third time we had the folks from Williams Lake on the docket at our chamber breakfast meeting. Now that they've got the approvals, the construction actually will start this coming year. And great to hear all the details on how that project is coming along. And thanks very much to Kevin Hinchy. He's the new owner of the Saugerty Stallions. They were the sponsor for our November chamber breakfast meeting. And that's going to be a lot of fun for the Saugerty's area. So very excited about that. And lots coming up. We'll talk more about our events for December and into the new year in a few minutes. But I want to turn our attention to our guest on the radio this morning, John Katsidis, who is the owner of Global Dwelling and who we had a chance to see at the breakfast meeting just the other morning. So good morning to you, John. How are you?
Good morning, Ward. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. It is good to see you. The breakfast was informative. Learned a lot there about the Williams Lake Project.
Huh? Oh, it was fantastic. And I've been following the project for a while and really just so happy to see that they finally got their approvals and ready to break ground. We're very excited about it in the area. So
yeah, that's one of the New York State. The projects don't just happen overnight. They really go through a very, very thorough review, and rightfully so, justifiably so. And this one passed the muster, and now we'll get going on it.
Oh yeah. Yep.
It's exciting. So, yep. Yeah. And so talk to me about your business. Congratulations on being a chamber member. And Global Dwelling is a great local company, I know. How'd you get involved in this business? And what's your company all about?
Well, at Global Dwelling, we specialize in something that no other companies really do, and that's to make homes more comfortable. And in so doing, we also make them more energy efficient. We started back in 2007. And I purchased the company in 2011. And since then, we started out as three employees, and we're now 16 of us and running three crews. And there's a lot of work out there, a lot of people looking to fix their homes and make them more energy efficient. And that's great for us and great for the community and great for the world, really. You know, it's something that's got to happen. So,
absolutely. I know a lot of folks spend a lot of time and attention to their homes because that's where we spend so much of our days and our weeks and our months. And many people, rather than buying new property, as I think maybe was the trend 20 or 30 years ago, really are spending more time in fixing up their homes.
Oh, absolutely. And that is where we specialize more than anything is on existing homes. And, you know, for years, you know, homes have been built and, you know, not taking into consideration the energy efficiency aspects of it. And, you know, building codes haven't really addressed it that well either. So though builders are doing a great job building homes, they're still not addressing the very important needs of energy efficiency in the homes. So that's where we come in, I think, on the existing homes is really our strong point. So
let's say I contact you and ask you to come look at my place. How do you conduct it? What actually goes into an energy audit of a particular home?
Well, one of the things you got to know right away is that it's not like your typical we're not just coming in to give you an estimate, right? We are coming in to really do a full assessment on the home. So one of the first things we do is we'll come in and we send you – actually, before that, we send you a mailer, which in that has a booklet about energy efficiency. It's an actual book that you can read that's designed and geared towards homeowners to make them understand how their home functions. So, you know, a little bit of an introduction to building science, and, you know, that sort of gives us a little bit of introduction to get in there and to talk to people about what we need to tell them about. Once they get that, they'll learn who's coming to do the assessment, who the salesperson is coming to do the assessment. And this way they know when the person knocks on the door, they've already seen a picture of them. They have their their name and a little bit of background on them. And, you know, we'll sit down with a questionnaire and we ask a lot of questions, you know, right away, just, you know, to find out a little bit about what's going on in the house, because we need feedback from the customer, because this is really about what they need. So, you know, we want to know how long they've lived in the house, how long do they plan on living in the house, because a lot of our proposals and solutions will be geared towards, you know, are they staying there forever, or is this just a five-year proposition, or, you know, what's happening? So, you know, we need to know how many adults, children live in the home. And then we want to know what their feeling about the home is. How do they rate it in terms of comfort? And we want to know why. So, and then after that, you know, we'll go down the list. We'll ask them to describe rooms in the house. What are their experiences in there? Are they feeling, you know, some rooms are draftier than others? Some rooms are harder to heat, harder to cool. And just, you know, give us as much information as they can. Once we gather all that information from them, we then ask for a tour of the house. We want to see every room, every space. And unless it is absolutely impossible, and when I say absolutely impossible, I mean we cannot fit in, or it's on, you know, dangerous. But in any event, we get into just about every crawl space and just about every attic space. Spaces people tell me, oh, you'll never get in there. It's way too small. And well, show it to me anyway. Let's just see. And I pretty much get into most spaces. So
what's your background? What did you do before starting this company or buying this company a few years ago?
Well, I've been in construction for 30 years. I started right out of college, and I was 23 years old and started actually worked on a barn construction in Esopus. And that barn's still there, which is a good thing, on a horse farm. And just really, really loved it. You know, just liked working with my hands, liked building, liked construction. And, just stuck with it for years. You know, spent some time in New York City working, you know, as a finished carpenter and learning that trade. And then came back up here and, you know, worked more on home construction and then mostly remodeling and renovations. And then after that, did some home inspection work for about 10 years, which I really liked. And then found this. And as I said, this has just been very enjoyable. It's been a nice, smooth transition for me as well.
Yeah. And I think you brought up a great point before that a lot of folks just don't think about things that they don't see, whether it's insulation in a wall or an attic or a crawl space. Those are the kinds of things that you look at first in terms of making that home energy efficient.
Yeah. I mean, we absolutely look at all the insulation, you know, in the house that we can actually see, you know, and then we use diagnostic tools, borescopes to look into walls and ceiling cavities that we can't get into or can't see from one side or the other of the building, infrared scans of the building, thermal cameras, you know, just to get a sense of what is going on. And then, you know, ultimately, the tool that we use, you know, all the time is our blower door. And that is, you know, basically a large fan that we put in an exterior door, close all the windows and doors to the exterior in the house, and we depressurize the house. And what this fan helps us do is it essentially tells us how much leakage there is in the house. And it takes all the leakage in the house and it puts it into one spot through that fan, and it actually tells us this is how much airflow is in the house. And we can calculate, you know, essentially how much airflow should be in the house. And then we can tell you what the difference is between it and then what our strategy would be to, if your house is too drafty, which most houses are, what we're going to do to help reduce that draft, get it down to a level that's, you know, better for that house.
Right.
And if it is too tight, we can give you ideas about how to deal with mechanical ventilation and get your house to, so that, you know, it does have enough air in it and you're not having any moisture problems or anything like that. So
So in terms of windows and walls, what is the worst? What makes the house most inefficient in your mind as you've reviewed all of these homes in the Hudson Valley for years?
That is a great question. And we basically prioritize it this way. A is attic or above. So anything at the top of the house is your A priority. The insulation and air sealing should be as good as it can possibly be at the top of the house. The next priority is the bottom of the house, B or basement, crawl space. Those should be sealed up, insulated properly. And then C, we say conditioned space, which would be the exterior walls of the house adjacent to the conditioned areas of the house. So what falls into that are windows, yes, and wall cavities. But of course, windows are probably one of the last things that we recommend replacement on for several reasons. You know, one of the first things we try to, you know, explain to people is stack effect in a house. And basically what happens is in a house is that air moves from the bottom of the top to the house. So that's the way air flows. And you have high pressure at the top of the house where warm air rises and, you know, is trying to get out of the house. And at the bottom of the house, you have essentially negative pressure and suction taking place. So as air leaves the top of the house, unconditioned air gets sucked in through the bottom of the house, and that process just continues over and over again. So you're constantly losing air out of the top, losing your conditioned air out of the top, and then you're bringing cooler air in through the bottom. Of course, we're talking about wintertime conditions, which we're primarily in a, you know, heating environment. So, and when that cool air comes in, we've got to recondition it. So we've got to throw money at it, right? In terms of our oil or natural gas or electric or propane, whatever we're using. So it stands to reason that if you have high pressure at the top of the house and you have low pressure at the bottom of the house, and in order for air to move, you need two things. You need a hole and you need a pressure difference across that hole. Somewhere in the middle of the house, you have a changeover point, right, where the air is not under high pressure or low pressure. And where are the windows in the house? Generally in the middle of the house, right? So the pressure differential in the middle of the house, of course, when the window's closed, is generally not that drastic. So, and then the second reason windows are less of a concern is that even a brand new window is just not going to give you a tremendous increase in R value. And I think the best example for that is if you had an uninsulated wall cavity, you're basically looking at an R3 or 4, and R just stands for resistance to heat flow. So how long does it take for the heat to move through that assembly? A window is about an R3 or 4. So unless you're going to, you know, seal up the window, you're not going to get much better than, you know, an uninsulated wall cavity. So, you know, and windows are very expensive. Wow. So it's cheaper to insulate a wall than it is to replace a window.
Very interesting. So John Katsidis is our guest on the radio. The company is called Global Dwelling. How can folks contact you, find out more information about maybe getting one of those home energy audits?
Well, they can visit our website at www.globaldwelling.net. Or they can call us at 845-256-0019. And one of our very helpful office staff will be more than happy to put them in touch with the steps that they will need to follow to get an energy audit.
All right. There is a direct link to Global Dwelling's website from the Chamber website. So anytime we tell folks every week on our program, you forget or you didn't get a chance to write down their website, go to the Chamber and you'll see Global Dwelling listed as one of our proud members. And so and John's got all the information, I think, for you about that. Talk about energy rebates and savings here in New York State. Anything to help folks out?
Sure. New York has a few programs out there. I usually start from the bottom and work my way up. But you know, depending on income levels, you know, there are free programs. The Empower program is one that's out there that will help people who, you know, can't afford to improve the energy efficiency of their home, and they will. It's a free service. For people who are at about 80% of the median income in Ulster County, there is a program called the Assisted Home Performance with Energy Star, and they will provide a 50% subsidy towards energy-efficient measures. So they say high energy-efficient measures. So basically they're talking about insulation and air sealing, heating systems, high-efficiency heating systems, and water heating systems. They don't do windows, by the way. You can get them on a loan, but you can't get them subsidized in any way. and then, of course, everyone, doesn't matter income level or whatever, gets a 10% discount off high-efficiency measures. So, you know, the state is very active. NYSERDA has been very active in this and been a strong partner.
And so that kind of information you'll have when they contact you, whether or not they may be eligible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, through Green Jobs, Green New York program right now, just about everybody is eligible for a free energy audit. So that's – why not get one then?
All right. And this is the time of year, I tell you. Yep. Whenever it's cold in the house, mm-hmm. I'm thinking two things. I'm not comfortable, but I hate to turn that thermostat up because I know it's just – I'm going to be seeing dollar signs go out the chimney, right? So what a great time of the year. Is it too late to look at your home right now? Here we are
Absolutely
in the middle of November.
Not. No? No. It's – you know, we're working year-round. I mean, there's no time of the year where we are not out there doing this stuff. It's not tremendously fun to be in attics in the middle of the summer, but we are. And you know, we try to schedule our days, you know, so that we're there in the mornings and, you know. But no, and as a matter of fact, most people call us in the fall, of course. They start thinking about, oh, my God, it's time for me to start filling my oil tank or whatever. And I haven't done anything to address the issues I had last year and the year before and the year before that. So, yeah, we do get busier this time of year, but we're going all year long. So,
all right. Well, explain to us about Dr. Energy Saver. What's that all about?
Well, Dr. Energy Saver is we joined up with them in 2013. And they've just been, you know, an incredible partner for us as well. They provide us with a tremendous amount of training. We've all gone up to their facility up in Seymour, Connecticut, and been trained at their facility, which they call Dr. Energy Saver City. And it is the largest home energy efficiency training facility in the country, bar none. The atmosphere up there is phenomenal. The level of knowledge and professionalism is just, you know, just fantastic. So our relationship with them has helped us grow considerably in the last couple of years. So you know, very happy to be part of them. Their products are top of the line. And we use, you know, we basically use everything that they have and very happy with it. So.
Awesome. Give folks the website and the phone number again if you're interested in finding out if your home can if you can seal up your home a bit and save yourself some money.
Again, it's www.globaldwelling.net. And phone number is 845-256-0019.
And I also found you under DrEnergySaverUlster.com, right?
Yep. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Fantastic. So I have actually considered putting an apartment over a garage I have on my property. Mm-hmm. Is that something you can help with? So I've got a wide open structure that's never had any insulation in it whatsoever and is completely inefficient.
Right, right. Well, you know, those are rooms we're called to fix a lot. We call them frogs. Finished rooms over garages, and basically, you know, the issues are, you know, pretty much the same in most of them. You know, you have a cold space below, and you need to seal that floor cavity up well. Usually what would happen is what we find is that garage ceilings will be, you know, 8 or 10 inches or 12 inches deep, and the insulation will be maybe 3 inches. And usually it's fiberglass. And usually that fiberglass has fallen because of gravity. And so there now is an airspace between the floor and the insulation. And I don't care what R value you have in insulation. If there is an airspace between the conditioned space and the insulation, you don't really have any insulation. So we generally will deal with those issues, you know, pack the floors properly, seal them up properly. And then, of course, you know, if you have no insulation above in the ceilings, slope ceilings, whatever they are, we will get in there. And again, we like to use cellulose whenever we can. It's just it's a very good product. It's essentially paper, shredded up newspaper, recycled, which we like, green, and treated with borates, you know, which are basically salts mined from the ground, and you know, very benign. Used in eye wash, things like that. And the borates are fantastic because bugs don't like them.
Oh.
And critters don't like them. And essentially, it's desiccant. So it dries them out, so they don't want to nest in it. Whereas fiberglass, as we all know, the mice love it, the bugs love it. So, you know, they use it for nesting, right? So
bad stuff.
Yeah, it's just not as good.
Not fun working with either.
Not fun working
at all.
No.
So we only have a minute or two left, but I happen to think also, but this time of year, before long, I'll see a lot of homes that have ice damming issues. Can you help there too, John?
Oh, boy. Yeah, ice damming is another huge, you know, problem in this area, and it's one of the ones that have been affecting people for forever. And, you know, what happens when they have an ice dam? They call the roofer. And the roofer comes by, and what does the roofer do? The roofer does what the roofer does. He puts either new shingles on, or he does what's called ice and water shield on the bottom of the roof. And that may or may not help with the symptom, but the problem is that you have heat loss. And basically what's happening is the heat, you know, that's escaping from your house is melting the snow above the eave and then refreezes, and you start building a dam at the bottom of your roof, and each time it freezes further up and further up the roof until it finally makes its way underneath the roofing material, and that's when you see it in your kitchen or your bedroom or bathroom. So the real issue is, again, it's an efficiency issue. It's not a roof issue, and we can certainly help with that because this is right in our wheelhouse.
Well, I remember the last couple of years, it has been horrible on so many homes.
Yeah.
So if it's not too late, folks, you should give Global Dwelling a call right away. The phone number again is
845-256-0019.
All right. John, pleasure to have you on the radio. Congratulations for all the great work. You're helping so many people in our area, and I know you love to help people more than anything, right?
I do. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. So we just want to remind folks, we've got some great events coming up in the month of December, January to follow. You can check them all on the Chamber website, ulsterchamber.org. We have our breakfast meeting featuring the new college president at SUNY Ulster on December the 10th. That's going to be held at the Best Western Hotel in Kingston. Thanks to our sponsor, HealthQuest, for that. And December 15th, we're going to New Paltz to Novella's, a great Chamber member. And this is a beautiful banquet facility as well. You'll love seeing that. So check that out. If you'd like more information on these events, go to ulsterchamber.org. See all the things coming up in the next few months as well. Congressman Gibson, our guest speaker at our breakfast meeting in January. County Executive Mike Hine in February. In March, it's the biggest breakfast of the year. It's our St. Patrick's Day breakfast. So join the Chamber if you're not already a member. More information at ulsterchamber.org, or you can call the office at 845-338-5100. And that's our program for today. We thank you for joining us on the radio, and we'll see you again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.